We're talking with Brian Walsh, the 2014 National FFA President here at Louisville National FFA Convention. Brian, this is your meeting. This is the one that you're going to be chairing the general sessions. What's your excitement level as you walk, you came into Louisville here just the last few days?
Oh, it's through the roof. Our team has spent the last couple months preparing, writing scripts, memorizing all the stuff that will be set on stage, getting ready for some of these luncheons and such throughout the week, and to have it right here in the palm of our hands getting ready to start. It's an unbelievable amount of excitement, for sure.
Tell me about your year as president.
Oh, it's been amazing. We've traveled, I've hit about 32 states between the six of us national officers. I think we've hit all 50 states. And it's been an absolute blast just seeing FFA members from a lot of different backgrounds. I spent a week in Alaska hanging out with members that were raising reindeer and seeing, just the natural beauty of the state of Alaska, all the way to people in Florida who are raising citrus. And just to see the drastic difference of backgrounds and people that come from this organization. But the fact that we can all find a home here is pretty special.
When it comes to the FFA, a lot of diversity, obviously, about agriculture, a lot of diversity in the type of projects and things that FFA members are involved in. What, why is it important that FFAs be able to bring all these people together?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in 1988, we changed our name from Future Farmers of America to the National FFA Organization to represent that. It's important because agriculture is so diverse. I mean, we spent a week at Tyson back in January, and in an agriculture company like Tyson, we would think they're just those typical ag jobs. But in one company, we're seeing technologists, we're seeing business people, we're seeing economists, we're seeing people that are developing food that are culinologists is what they actually called them. To be able to bring all sorts of people from different backgrounds, different philosophies and different thoughts together under one industry, we need them all. And to be able to feed those people in the future that we need to feed, with 2 billion more people on this planet in the next 30 years, we need all those people to rally behind agriculture.
You've had quite a career, quite a run. Not too many people wear that jacket that says president on it. What's FFA meant to you?
Oh, it's meant the world. I don't come from an agriculture background. My dad's from New York City. My mom's from right outside of Washington, D.C. So I never thought I'd be in an agricultural organization. But since I joined FFA in ninth grade, my teachers, my friends, my supporters, my family, I've just poured into the blue jacket. And it's special. This organization has given me a home. And I think for so long, I was trying to figure out what it was that I was passionate about, what it was that really fueled me. And it's this jacket. It's this organization. It's this industry. And to be able to find that and to have the support and the wisdom of the incredible people that are involved in this organization is very, very special.
One last question. As you think about the organization, you've been at the top and you've seen a lot of stuff over the last year, especially. Where is FFA going? What's the next mile marker for FFA?
Yeah, we're growing, and I think we'll see that here at the National Convention. We just broke a record membership of 610,240 members, up from about 30,000 from last year. And 30,000 people in 1 year is quite significant. So I think we're going to see a drastic increase in membership. I think we're going to see a drastic increase in urban programs. I think FFA and agriculture education is needed and wanted in urban programs, areas that typically aren't associated with agriculture. But as we mentioned before, we need scientists, we need technologists, and I think we're going to see a lot of those programs open up. So a growing in our organization, membership-wise, also chapter-wise, and I think a bigger appreciation for what agriculture and what FFA does for youth across this country.